Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO. Online, KFYO.com, and with the Radio Pup app, you can listen to the show wherever you go. 770-5790, toll-free, 1-800-687-0790. You can send in your thoughts via email, Chad at KFYO.com. That's Chad at KFYO.com. Next month, early voting begins in the primaries out there. It's just right around the corner. And so you have a lot of campaigns really starting to heat up. And I don't know if you would consider this the final stretch, but you're getting pretty close. This is where you want to get your name out. This is where you want to start separating yourself from everyone else who's running for office. You've got a lot of crowded races out there, and here on the Chad Hastie Show, we'll be bringing you different candidates throughout the rest of this month into next month. So that way, when you go to the polls, you will be informed and know who the candidates are. And joining me right now, Republican candidate for Railroad Commissioner. We've had him on before, Malachi Boyles. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, Chad. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Appreciate you coming on today. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, thanks for having me. I live in Dallas and currently a small business owner in the oil and gas space. And I grew up in Fredericksburg, Texas. So I'm a hill country boy and grew up there, went to college at Mary Hardin Baylor, was a religion major, played football there, and then went on to law school at NYU and then got back to Texas as quick as I could and have been back ever since.
Well, and what made you decide to jump into this race?
You know, thanks for the question. The oil and gas industry right now, and being in the oil and gas industry, we've seen this kind of firsthand. The oil and gas industry is really driving a lot of what we're doing in Texas economically and can really play a big role on what we do nationally. And in Texas, we're doing a pretty good job. And for the future of Texas and for continued opportunity, for continued economic opportunity, for better national security, foreign policy decisions, Texas energy has got to be, has got to do well. And with my background as a small business owner in the oil and gas space, and even before then was a regulatory attorney where my job was to stand up to the federal government and push back the EPA. And I just thought that it fit well. I've always had, as a religion major, had a desire to serve. And I think this is where I can add the most value.
What are you worried about when it comes to regulations from whether it be this administration or future administrations?
Well, I mean, a couple things. I think with this administration, I think they're actually pretty blatantly opposed to oil and gas. I mean, I think we saw that with the Lesser Prairie Chicken. So for those who don't know, and West Texans certainly know, this administration tries to use the Lesser Prairie Chicken to shut down production in West Texas. This is a bird that is hunted in Kansas, but you know, it's one that they want to put on the endangered species list. You know, while at the same time, this administration has granted 30-year permits for wind farms to kill bald eagles. So they're okay with killing bald eagles, but they're not okay with potential, certain disruption of a habitat of a lesser prairie chicken. So I think that's one. The second, I'm concerned with just the lack of understanding or trying to create a one-size-fits-all rule that just, won't work in this country.
Visiting with Malachi Boyles, Republican candidate for Railroad Commissioner. How many restrictions should there be, or what should it look like? Because I'm sure there would be some who come up to you and ask you this. Are you for absolutely no restrictions whatsoever? What kind of restrictions should there be when it comes to fracking? Is there any difference? What do you tell those people?
Yeah, of course there should be restrictions. I mean, look, the Railroad Commission and the commissioner's responsibility, first and foremost, is Texas and Texans and their safety and well-being. And so, of course, we've got to do, and in Texas, we have done that for a long time. We've been able to drill wells and produce energy and protect air and protect water really well. I read an article recently that said, in Pennsylvania, there have been some instances of water pollution from fracking. In Texas, there have been, over the last 10 years or so, around 2,000 complaint, but there's never, we've not found one instance of water pollution from fracking in Texas. So I do certainly think we need to ensure that we develop our resources safely and responsibly. Absolutely. What I'm concerned with is, you know, say the federal government wants to come in and regulate fracking and trying to impose a across-the-board rule that doesn't work. You know, look, the geology in the Permian is significantly different than it is in Eagle Ford. So to say that there's a rule that works nationwide is just, I think, unworkable.
Right. Visiting with Malachi Boyles, why do you think, because, and I think this is fair to say, fracking is a huge topic right now. It is a huge debate. I think it was in Dallas recently where they held a huge town hall meeting about fracking, or at least in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, relating to earthquakes and everything else. Right. What are your concerns, and why do you think fracking has become such a focal point?
Well, I think because of the significant resources that it has allowed us to develop. And for those who are just adamantly opposed to fossil fuels, that scares them. And, you know, I think a lot of people see the success we've had in Texas economically and know that a lot of that is driven by the production of these resources. So I think that's one of them. Second, I think there's a lot of misinformation about what fracking is. You know, a lot of people assume that fracking is something that has been around for about 5 years and is immensely dangerous. You know, we've been fracking wells in this state for sure for decades. So fracking as a technology itself is not new. I think a lot of, you know, a lot of the attention is new, and so there's a lot of misunderstanding, and you know, I think a lot of it is intentional miscommunication about what's going on with this industry.
What do you think you can bring to the Railroad Commission that others who are running in this race, again, it's a fairly crowded field. It's
right.
One that I think you would probably even admit may not be at the top of every Texan's mind, even though it's a very important race in the state of Texas. What do you think you can bring to the Railroad Commission that others can't?
Yeah, you know, I think, Chad, it's really a breadth of experience. You know, having currently being in the industry, I think, adds a lot of value. When you're regulating an industry, it's important to understand the industry you're regulating, especially one that's economically vital to our state. So being able to understand what it takes to create jobs in this industry, what it takes to encourage investment in this industry is very important. So I would say coming into this regulatory position without any industry experience would be very difficult. You know, second, having been a former regulatory attorney, my job was to fight the federal government and the EPA, and we did that successfully. And that's going to be a huge challenge for any railroad commissioner. And, you know, so it would be nice to have somebody with that experience of success. You know, if there's a clear choice in this race between a couple candidates who say they want to stand up to the federal government and then one who has actually done it and done it well. And so I think for the future of Texas, that's going to be very important. And then finally, Chad, you know, call them cases in front of the Railroad Commission where it's a quasi-judicial body. When I was in law school, I had the opportunity to work for now Justice Alito, from whom I learned a tremendous amount. And so being able to take all of those experiences to the Railroad Commission, I think, really distinguishes me from the others.
Malachi Boyles, you can visit his website, Malachi4Texas.com. We'll have you back on the show as the primary continues here in the state of Texas. Appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Chad.
Have a good one. That's Malachi Boyles, Republican candidate for Railroad Commissioner.